You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Released by the U.S. Western District Court for a 121-month sentence for robbery of a banking institution. He is considered to be armed and dangerous.
That was Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong. Bolton is the 19th police officer killed this year. Stocks have opened slightly lower in the U.S. as energy companies slide along with the price of crude oil. It is now at its lowest level since March. Overseas, European stocks have been mostly higher, with investors shrugging off a 22% plunge in Greece's stock market. It reopened today after a five-week shutdown. Meanwhile, Greek officials are negotiating the terms of a new rescue package, which is due in the next 2 weeks. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Vice President Joe Biden may be moving closer to a decision about whether to throw his hat into the 2016 presidential ring. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
Talks are said to be underway behind the scenes about a potential challenge to Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party nomination. The discussions have been put on hold, though, because of the death of Vice President Biden's son, Beau, earlier this year. They're still far from a firm decision as well. But there are people close to Biden who have started looking into the options that might be available to him if he were to run, including lining up potential staff in Iowa and checking filing deadlines in early primary states. Biden is expected to make a final decision as soon as early September. Diane Kepley, Washington.
President Obama is taking aim at reducing greenhouse gas emissions, mandating even steeper cuts from U.S. power plants than previously expected. The tweaks are being unveiled today at the White House. Immediate lawsuits are expected from many states, as well as the utility industry. An Albanian athlete who disappeared from the Special Olympics in Los Angeles has turned up safe 350 miles away in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say 44-year-old Andy Gusmari came to the police station on his own earlier today. They say he is safe and comfortable, but there is a communication problem. Police don't know how he got to Hayward, California. He disappeared from the University of Southern California in Los Angeles Saturday night after taking part in a bowling competition at the Games. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntertonchamberradio.com.
I want to welcome everyone back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. It is Monday, August 3rd. The time is 3:06. This is Chris Feeling filling in for Larry Cartwright, who's been covering the Hunterdon Medical Center show. It is pretty warm out there, folks, so please make sure you stay hydrated. It's about 89 degrees. The humidity is back up there. We've got a chance of thunder showers into this evening. Tuesday will again be another hot day, close to 90. Wednesday again, kind of in the mid-80s to high 80s. And then it looks like by Wednesday night, we've got some showers coming in through Thursday that's going to give us a little bit of break later in the week, knock that humidity out, and get us into a little bit more seasonally comfortable weather in the mid-70s. So stay tuned here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We'll be right back with the Hunterdon Medical Center show. It's 3:07 on this Monday, August the 3rd.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan, and we're coming to you at this 3 o'clock hour, live from the CenturyLink building in downtown Flemington. And this is the Hunterdon Medical Center show, which comes to you every Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And I'd like to welcome here in the studios Kathy Snyder, who is a lactation consultant with the Hunterdon Medical Center. Good afternoon, Kathy.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Pleasure to have you here today.
And thank you for having me.
We were just commenting how hot it is out there today.
Yes.
So looks like we're going to get a little break later in the week and a little more comfortable weather.
That's good.
Let's share a little bit about your role at Hunterdon Medical Center and a little bit background on maybe yourself with our listeners.
Sure. I'm a registered nurse as well as a board certified lactation consultant. The initials for that are IBCLC.
Okay.
So I am internationally certified, although I always joke that I can't speak all the languages,
okay,
but I could practice in any country in the world legally. And mothers often meet me at Hunterdon Medical Center for the first time when they take a layette class, which is a class on what to buy and what not to buy when you're having a baby, and also in the high new baby class that we have and the breastfeeding class. And then they also work with me as a lactation consultant at the bedside at the maternal newborn care center. And I also see moms in the sick care nursery if they have a preterm baby or a baby that's ill, and we work with them with nursing and pumping at the bedside in that nursery. And finally, I work in the outpatient lactation program as well as answer our lactation warm line.
Okay, so you have a pretty expansive role there. And is it just yourself in this capacity?
There are a team of us.
There's a team, okay,
yes,
that works in terms of that. And why would the hospital, maybe just again share a little bit, why the hospital has a great focus, on breastfeeding and some of the, real medical benefits that are there for both the baby and the mom?
Sure. The hospital is very interested in becoming a baby-friendly hospital. There is something called the Baby-Friendly Health Initiative, and that's 10 steps that a hospital can take not to interfere with breastfeeding. So some of the things that we've done along the way with that is we no longer have our formula discharge bags, which might imply to a breastfeeding mom that we want her to formula feed her baby. We now have breastfeeding discharge bags. So there's a greater focus on breastfeeding education for these moms, and we see it interwoven in our programs, beginning with prenatal education.
And how, through your position, do you actually promote moms to breastfeed their babies?
Well, every patient deserves informed consent regarding any health decision. And so this means that the mother has to have enough correct information about breastfeeding before she can make a fully informed decision. Therefore, there's lots of information regarding breastfeeding provided in all of our prenatal classes. The lactation consultants also have educated the OB and nurse midwife groups that deliver at the hospital, and that might be the place where mom has her very first breastfeeding conversation. And finally, we really encourage skin-to-skin bonding at birth, and as long as the mother desires throughout her stay and then later at home, skin-to-skin bonding is for all moms and babies. And to support our endeavors with skin-to-skin and the natural process of breastfeeding, we did a conference at Hunterdon Medical Center with Dr. Nils Bergman from Cape Town, South Africa. And he helped us to understand how the mother's body stabilizes the infant, whereas incubators destabilize the infant because of separation from the mother's body.
Well, in terms of breastfeeding, there's also benefits that, you know, help protect the babies. And I guess those benefits, some of them trigger, you know, right at birth or shortly after.
That's correct. So, you know, breastfeeding is really a natural process for all mammals. And, you know, ideally, the mother would give birth and the infant would be placed skin to skin with her. And if left uninterrupted during the first hour, the infant will latch and breastfeed for the first time, imprinting upon the mom. But when we talk about the benefits for a baby, there's less diarrhea, less vomiting, less reflux, less ear infections, respiratory illnesses, asthma, a decreased chance of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, a reduced chance of heart disease and obesity later in life. And some people may have heard the study where breastfed infants had a 10 to 20 IQ point advantage. But if we think back to the year 1400, before formula was invented, we realize that that's really not true, that breastfed babies just have normal intelligence for human beings. It's the formula-fed infant that has the disadvantage. In 2012, the World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action presented 21 dangers of infant formula. Instead of stating the benefits of breastfeeding, they state when infants are fed formula, the chance of the baby having asthma, allergies, heart disease, sudden infant death syndrome, etc., are actually increased.
So some pretty significant, you know, research there.
Yeah.
In terms of that. Well, if you're just joining us here on the Hunterdon Medical Center show, which comes to us every Monday at this time, 3 o'clock, we are joined here in the studio. This is Chris Phelan, filling in for Larry Cartwright this week, and we are joined by Kathy Snyder, who is a lactation consultant up at Hunterdon Medical Center. And we come back, we'll continue our conversation about some of the benefits of breastfeeding and some other advice and opportunities to learn more about this subject. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment after a quick break from our sponsors.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, 100inchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright on this Monday, August 3rd. It is 3:16, and I'd like to welcome back to the studios Kathy Snyder, who is a lactation consultant from Hunterdon Medical Center, talking about some of the benefits to both the baby and the mother to consider. And at what point do you find that most mothers kind of make that decision in terms of breastfeeding? And I guess taking one step back on that question, proportionally right now, how many mothers are, on average, breastfeeding versus formula?
Well, the vast majority of moms are coming into the medical center planning to breastfeed. It might even be breastfeeding combination with formula.
Okay.
But many, many more are breastfeeding these days. When they make the decision is an interesting question because when I teach the breastfeeding class, I've heard some mothers say that they've always known that they would breastfeed someday, that it just seemed like something that didn't really, wasn't a difficult decision for them. Or it's something that was always done in their family.
Right.
They had seen it done in their family, and therefore they wanted to breastfeed as well. But there are others that literally come into the hospital still somewhat undecided. Occasionally a baby might be really sick in the sick care nursery, and maybe the mother was planning on formula feeding, but when she sees how ill the infant is, she knows that breast milk is like medicine for that child. They're discharged much sooner from the hospital when they're receiving breast milk. Some mothers have chosen when doing skin-to-skin with their infant to breastfeed, even though maybe they came in thinking that they were going to formula feed. So the decision can, change even after birth for a mother versus she's known it since childhood.
Well, in terms of, the baby itself, is the breast milk easier for the baby to digest over formula?
Yes. So the digestive tract was really meant to be lined with human proteins. When the infant has to digest proteins that are considered foreign, such as the cow's milk proteins that are found in formula, what that does is it makes a hard curd in their stomach, which takes longer for them to digest and can cause more digestive upsets or allergies. Imagine what would happen if a baby calf were born and that baby calf were fed goat's milk or monkey milk or human milk. That's not really what the baby calf needs. It's not very compatible with their body. And sometimes it's handled, but sometimes it's not.
And what are some of the, benefits in terms of breastfeeding being beneficial, to the mom?
To the mom? When I asked that question in breastfeeding class, I think one of the first ones that mothers tend to come up with is weight loss. So a mother can burn up to 750 calories merely by sitting on her sofa, cuddling with her baby and breastfeeding, or she can go on a treadmill for an hour. And I think most moms would choose to cuddle,
sure,
with the baby.
Sure.
When the mom doesn't breastfeed her infant, she does increase her own risk for diabetes, osteoporosis, breast, ovarian and uterine cancers, hypertension, postpartum depression, and obesity. And I think most moms would agree that the other benefit is that there's no feeling to describe the infant suckling at the breast and having him smile at her with a satisfied look on his face and knowing that his growth came from her body. And of course, there's benefits to society as well. Imagine if every mother who was eligible for WIC breastfed. That would, you know, then be a less of a tax burden. And insurance premiums are reduced for employers. And there's less energy involved in the production of formula and less waste in our landfills. One benefit that mothers can tap into is that in January of 2013, the Affordable Care Act, which many people refer to as Obamacare, it required even private insurance companies to provide mothers with a free breast pump and lactation consultation. So in that way, there's primary prevention for illness beginning the very first day of life through breastfeeding.
How challenging and how does that impact, you know, when a mother, you know, is working and has to go back to work at the end of the day?
I think that the working is a barrier and a challenge at times for mothers, and the research has backed that up. Many other countries give a much longer paid maternal leave. For instance, in Israel, mothers can take a year off with full pay. If they're still breastfeeding in the second year of life, they can get partial pay to continue to be off from work. So depending on how supportive the employer is, it can be challenging. We do have a class that we teach after the birth, if mothers wish to participate, on working and breastfeeding. And the mom comes in and meets with me. I'm the one who teaches that class. And we make sure that her pump is working effectively for her, that the flange is the right size. We talk about milk storage and how to manage any barriers that she might anticipate in the workplace.
In terms of, too, I know occasionally you'll hear in the news, you know, about a mother who is attempting to, you know, breastfeed and is maybe at in a public place or at maybe it's in the office or at the mall or a restaurant. And I know that still seems to be an issue. I know a story not too long ago was sharing about it wasn't here in New Jersey, but it was a mall that actually was building breastfeeding kind of like stations near the restroom areas and opportunities for more privacy, you know, for the mother and the child. But that still seems to be an issue that some in society, you know, are not comfortable with seeing out in public.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I remember a client who was from the Middle East, and the dad said to me, "I don't understand what's going on in this country." He said, "I go to the beach, and there are women there with barely covered with bathing suits, and yet in, you know, my country, women can breastfeed anytime, any place." So I think that we have sexualized the breast, and that's why I think people have such an issue. But there, you know, there's a difference between public breastfeeding and breastfeeding outside of the home.
Sure.
You know, you're not publicly displaying. You can wear nursing covers that allow for you to breastfeed very discreetly. You could position yourself in the corner of a restaurant, maybe in a booth with your back facing everyone else, order your meal, then, you know, latch the baby. So restrooms, of course, are not clean places for anyone to eat their meal.
Sure,
and so,
sure.
You know, moms should not be breastfeeding in restrooms. If they feel the need for more privacy, there are dressing rooms, certainly out in the malls, that they could utilize. And they could practice by coming to a breastfeeding support group or baby steps at the education center, you know, in an environment where they know they're going to be supported first before they go outside elsewhere.
What would be some good tips that you can offer to new moms to get off to that good start, you know, in terms of breastfeeding with their newborn, and or maybe, you know, their newborn isn't here yet. So again, they're thinking about, you know, how they're going to approach this subject once their baby's born.
Sure. Well, I would prepare first by taking a breastfeeding class. You could imagine if you had no information and no instructor and you tried to drive a car. You know, it doesn't tend to turn out too well. So although we are teaching moms at the bedside in the hospital, that does not replace a three-hour breastfeeding class. I would also suggest to moms to spend time skin-to-skin with their babies. That allows the mom and baby to get to know one another. It stabilizes baby's temperature, heart rate, and breathing, and it's a lovely way to bond. I would see a lactation consultant to double check on latch and positioning and individualized teaching for the mom and the baby. And feeding the baby when the baby shows signs of hunger, regardless of what time it says on the clock. You're feeding a human being, not a machine or a clock. However, during the first 2 weeks of life, we want moms to offer feedings at least 8 times in 24 hours. Having moms switch breasts when the infant is done, not because a certain amount of minutes have passed on the clock. We have an article called How to Tell the Newborn Baby Is Getting Enough. I would suggest moms have that memorized or have it handy because this really builds their confidence. And I would also suggest that they participate in outpatient lactation services, utilize our warm line as needed, and attend breastfeeding support group and baby steps.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us here on this Monday, August 3rd, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright on the Hunterdon Medical Center show. We're joined here in studio with Kathy Snyder, who's a lactation consultant from Hunterdon Medical Center. We're going to continue our conversation on breastfeeding and talk a little bit more about some of the resources that the Hunterdon healthcare system offers for moms, and want to talk a little bit about dads as well, because I think sometimes dads think if mom is breastfeeding, they're maybe off the hook a little bit easier than if the baby's on formula. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments from a word from our sponsor, some updates from the chamber, news from IRN, and the weather.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A decision has been reached by a Colorado jury in the penalty phase of the James Holmes trial. He is the gunman who killed 12 people at a movie in Colorado 3 years ago. The decision is expected to be announced within the next hour. The jury had to decide whether to rule out the death penalty, which would result in a life sentence. The six-member bloc of Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab nations is getting a pitch today in support of the Iran nuclear deal from Secretary of State John Kerry in a meeting of foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry claims the U.S. and Arab allies are on the same page.
An agenda for not just cooperation, but for action, by which we will raise the capacity of all of us in the region to be able to push back against destabilizing activities by anybody.
The members fear Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region and the implications of the agreement.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3-4-5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Police in Memphis are looking for a man they say shot and killed a police officer. Sean Bolton walked up on a drug deal when he spotted a car illegally parked in a neighborhood in the southeast part of the city Saturday. And then police say Tremaine Wilburn got out of the car, struggled with Bolton, and shot him repeatedly. Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong says the community is mourning.
We lost not only an officer, but a great man, a dedicated servant to our community, and a family member.
Bolton was also an Iraq War veteran. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has turned himself in today to authorities. He is facing charges that he misled investors and didn't disclose money he made for referring financial clients as part of his private business before becoming the state's top lawyer in January. He is in a jail in Dallas. Greece's main stock index plunged more than 22% today, its first day of trading in 5 weeks. Bank stocks suffered the most. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
One of the presidential candidates is rolling out his immigration plan for the nation. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Former Florida governor and Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is suggesting that the 11 million or so immigrants living in this country illegally be allowed to earn their way to legal status by passing a criminal background check, paying a fine, and learning English, among other things. But Bush said finding a solution to illegal immigration is, in his words, a non-starter if our borders are not secure against future illegal immigration. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say the man who was shot to death outside a Mississippi courthouse was scheduled to appear in court today on drug charges. He was with his lawyer when he was killed. A suspect is in custody. The prosecutor says the victim, Kendrick Brown, had been expected to reject a plea offer, after which the judge would have set the case for trial. The DA and county sheriff say they don't know why he was shot. New York's top prosecutor says he'll investigate the death in a jail cell of a mother of 8 who had waited 2 days for arraignment on a shoplifting arrest. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is acting for the first time under an order issued last month by Governor Andrew Cuomo. It gives the attorney general authority in cases where people die in encounters with police. Thousands of California homes remain threatened as 21 fires burn in the state. One blaze is 84 square miles. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headlines. News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here, and we are on the Hunterdon Medical Center show. Time now is 3:34. It is Monday, August 3rd. Temperature is about 89 degrees. Going to continue to be hot Tuesday and Wednesday. We've got some pretty significant humidity with us through the latter part of the week. Thursday, it looks like we're going to have a chance of showers, which is going to bring us a break. And if that front comes through, we'll have temperatures then in the mid-70s to low 80s. And that looks like that'll continue through the weekend. So I want to welcome back here live in the studios with us here at the CenturyLink building, Kathy Schneider, who is a lactation consultant from Hunterdon Medical Center. And we've been talking about a whole range of different issues around breastfeeding and the benefits both to the baby and to the mother. And right before the break, I'd asked a question about the role of dad. You know, I think I would think on some levels, if a couple chooses to utilize formula, you know, that maybe those roles in terms of feeding between spouses is a little more equal. Sometimes it's I guess, a little less of a role, or maybe not, you know, for dad if mom is breastfeeding.
Well, I encourage all dads to come to breastfeeding class because I find that their level of support is so much greater when they have that knowledge base. But if you think about some of the stuff that we have to do with babies,
sure.
Lots, you know, I mean, it's all the diaper changing. It's when the baby is fussy and crying, you're calming the baby and all those techniques. You're dressing the baby, bathing the baby. And all of those things are active bonding opportunities. Bottle feeding can be an active bonding opportunity, but it can also be a passive bonding opportunity. You can kind of backhand a bottle and watch television and not interact with the baby. So there's still opportunities for father to bond when mother is breastfeeding. It could be that during the night we hear sucking noises coming from perhaps a bassinet in the bedroom, and dad scoops up baby and brings baby to mom and kind of gently wakes her, and maybe he latches the baby on. And then they can cuddle together and enjoy the feeding. So dad certainly has a role. Quite often in breastfeeding class, when I ask dads how much they think formula costs for a year, and they find out that it's approximately $3,600, and that's if it's a plain old, you know, common formula that you buy on your the shelf. Prescription formulas are
very expensive.
quite expensive, you know. So, you know, there's all that to consider as well.
How do you know that the baby is getting enough food during the process? And I guess, you know, it's sometimes hard to distinguish, you know, when the baby is fussing or crying. Is it because they're hungry, or mm-hmm. is it because, you know, they're, you know, have another issue going on that's really hard sometimes to, especially initially, to pick up those, you know, kind of cues?
Sure. Well, and crying is actually considered a very late hunger cue. The baby's been hungry for about a half an hour when they cry. So there are other cues that we would look for: a baby that's rooting, a baby that's putting hands to mouth, a baby that's suddenly woken from a sound sleep. And quite often parents think that babies should be fed every X number of hours. That's just not true. If you think about it, sometimes we eat dinner, and a half an hour later, when we're watching our favorite television program, at the commercial break, we are eating ice cream. And no one greets us in the kitchen to tell us it's not time yet, or that we had low dinner supply, or that it's unsafe for us to eat dinner and therefore we need to go on and shore. So, you know, babies are human beings just like we are. They snatch
sure.
sometimes, you know. But in order to know how the baby's doing, we're looking at different things. So we would be looking at wet diapers and bowel movements. And when baby's first born, they have a tummy the size of a marble. And so, therefore, if the baby has one wet diaper and one bowel movement in the first day of life, that's an indicator that they've done very well. We provide mom with a chart so that she can know how what the output, meaning how many wet diapers and how many bowel movements per day the baby should be having, and she can take that chart home with her and kind of benchmark the baby against that. The other thing that she would be looking for is weight on the baby. All babies are born to lose weight. It is normal for all babies to lose 7 to 10% of their body weight, be back to their birth weight at 2 weeks, and then gain 5 to 8 ounces per week after that. And then we would also watch for cues for the baby in terms of how they're doing. If they have a relaxed body posture, that would mean that the baby was satisfied at the end of the feeding. If the baby put hands to mouth at the end of the feeding, it means that the baby wasn't done and you could pop the baby right back on. And then a final thing we can do is we can do what's called a test weigh, where we can weigh baby before and after feeding, and at that feeding we know exactly what went into the baby's tummy. And you have to do that on a specialized scale for that to be accurate.
Well, is there a recommended duration for moms to breastfeed their children? I know we have a friend who actually is not from the United States, and mm-hmm. in their culture, the breastfeeding went sometimes as old as 3 or 4 years old.
Sure, sure.
In terms of that. So I didn't know if there was a common duration or how that kind of works, because yeah. you don't that doesn't seem as common
in the United States. That's true. That's true. So in the United States, you know, we're a little bit we have more societal pressures, I think, on moms to stop breastfeeding. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Do we worry about when the child's going to stop sleeping in a crib or riding in a stroller? Of course not. But yet somehow we worry about when the child will stop breastfeeding. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that mothers exclusively breastfeed for the first 6 months of life, then add complementary foods. And then the other half of that statement that often is not said is that the mother should continue to breastfeed for a year and beyond. And that's exactly what it says in the American Academy of Pediatrics statement. The World Health Organization states it's the lucky baby that gets to be breastfed in the second year of his life. Infants tend to naturally wean. And by that, I mean that the choice is actually the baby's choice, rather than mother-led weaning. And they will naturally tend to do that between 18 months and 2.5 years. But you are correct. In other cultures, moms do tend to breastfeed longer, and there are not those pressures on sure. the mother. Of course, when you have an older child breastfeeding, it might mean that they're just nursing before they go to bed at night.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, nursing throughout the day.
Well, what are some of the reasons women choose not to breastfeed? Why would they, you know, make those choices not mm-hmm. to? I know we talked a little bit about just some of the barriers. It could be, you know, yeah. work schedule or
sure.
employment, and
sure.
Maybe they're a single mom, you know, as well. So mm-hmm. I'm just not sure some of the
yeah.
other.
Yeah, I'm the very proud grandmom. Of a little girl who's 10 months old, and my daughter is a single mom, and she has never had a drop of formula. She's been exclusively breastfed, so I'm very proud of that. And yes, single moms can certainly
sure.
breastfeed, but I think that the number one reason is really, you know, pressure. Women have been witnessing, since they could sit up and watch television, commercials that state breast is best but. And of course, when you make a statement like that, what's heard is what comes after the word but. There's a subtle message in all these commercials of fear for the well-being of the baby that is conveyed. And for decades, medical and nursing schools did not provide education in breastfeeding. And then the formula company reps were also frequent visitors at hospitals and also at physician offices. And so this information that they were receiving was not evidence-based information, but unfortunately it got passed on to women and other health professionals. Also, the art of breastfeeding was kind of lost in several generations. So grandmom wasn't teaching her daughter about breastfeeding, and that has changed. And so therefore, there's a subtle pressure of, I didn't do it, so you're not going to do it. And there's also myths and old wives' tales that get passed on from others that frighten women into making decisions that they, you know, wouldn't have ordinarily made. So at Hunterton, we're trying to combat some of this, and we're doing that through a focus on prenatal education so that moms have the correct information by the time they give birth. We are also educating our nurses and physicians in the basics of breastfeeding to meet the goals of the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. And we now have something called the Breast Express, which is an educational newsletter for all of our staff.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan, and you're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center Show. We're joined here in studio today with Kathy Snyder, who is a lactation consultant up at Hunterdon Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation and share some great advice and also some great resources that are available to both expecting moms and dads and families. One of those choices they want to, you know, definitely get more information on and become educated on around breastfeeding. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Well, welcome back to the HunterdonChamberRadio.com. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Larry Cartwright, hosting this week's show here with the Hunterdon Medical Center. Comes to you every Monday at 3 o'clock. Want to welcome back Kathy Snyder, who is a lactation consultant up at Hunterdon Medical Center. And we've been talking about all the benefits both to mom and to the baby in terms of breastfeeding and all that comes with that to the entire family. Let's talk about maybe some support for new moms who are having trouble with breastfeeding. And I'll ask this question because this goes back to our daughter who's actually just came in. Amanda picked her up and came in. Natalie just turned 8. So early on, We were up at Hunterdon Medical Center, so this was 8 some years ago.
Okay.
And my wife became, I guess, is it engorged?
Okay.
I was having really trouble, you know, getting the milk to start to flow. And it the nurses were trying all these different techniques. And I'll be completely honest, they sent me out to ShopRite. And I went and got a head of cabbage. I don't know if you've heard this
I have.
Technique. We brought it back. They put it on ice.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, maybe half hour, 45 minutes later, they put the pieces of cabbage on my wife's breasts. And next thing you know, the milk started to come out. Yes. So I don't know. So other nurses have said they've heard that's a wives tale, an old wives tale.
No,
but
it's an unusual thing to have to do in the early days of breastfeeding.
Sure.
The more frequently a mom empties her breast, the less likely engorgement would occur. I know you mentioned you had a child that was not latching.
Right. So that was the second guy. He had trouble with the latching.
Okay. So what we would have also possibly done is had her hand express her milk. That's a technique that often works to really soften things, getting in the shower.
Right. Yeah, they tried. And it worked. It worked right away. And, you know, everything was good from that point forward.
Good.
So I guess there are different services that you will provide,
yes.
You know, through the nursing resources. And I guess at some point then yourself or the fellow lactation consultant
would come in. They would call the lactation consultant if the lactation consultant were needed. And we do make lactation rounds at the hospital. And so we're coming around to the patient's rooms. There's a phone number. They can call the lactation consultant when they're in the hospital that will be provided when the lactation consultant is in-house.
Well, I got to say, our experiences were, you know, more than positive with both children at the medical center in terms of that. Let's talk some more about some of the classes and offerings that you have. I know there is some information up on the Hunterdon Healthcare site if folks, you know, want to visit that website, and they can type in, I did it during one of our last breaks, breastfeeding, and it'll come up on the site with some information as well. And let's share some of those, you know, things that are available to expecting moms. And you also mentioned early on about some support groups that are available post, you know, being discharged and heading home with the baby.
Yes, that's correct. So one of the support items that we offer are outpatient lactation visits, which are available to anyone in the community regardless of where they delivered. So we have moms coming that have delivered from Morristown, Princeton, Somerset. And the cost is generally covered by insurance, as the Affordable Care Act has required this. And during the consultations, we learn what parents' concerns are. We take a breastfeeding history. We weigh the baby pre and post feeding, and we make recommendations to resolve any issues. And then if the family wishes, we stay in touch with them to make sure our recommendations were effective. If mothers would like to take classes, and we have breastfeeding classes, we've got a Layette class, Hi New Baby, and also Lamaze and hypnobirthing childbirth classes, they can call 908-788-MOMS. And if mothers have questions regarding breastfeeding, they can call our warm line at 908-788-6335.
Excellent. So a lot of resources there. What would be some advice? I know today people, you know, tend to go right to Google and can get overwhelmed.
That's right.
You know, with information. And as we shared during the show, sometimes it's a lot of misinformation out there as well.
Yeah.
You know, so some advice in terms of trying to get that information, especially if they can't maybe make a class.
Sure. That is a very good question. We provide a list of websites that tend to be evidence-based. So for moms, kellymom.com. If it's a health professional, there are a list of protocols on the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, and they can look up that on academyofbreastfeedingmedicine.org. So, you know, there's resources for both professionals and moms. Also, the Infant Risk Center is a place where mothers can call. There's also their website, but their phone number is posted there for information on medications that they may take during lactation.
And then you mentioned also some support groups that are available for moms. And
yes.
Is that specifically around breastfeeding? And
We have something called Baby Steps.
Okay.
And that would be more learning about the developmental stages of your child, asking questions about your child, and an opportunity to socialize with other moms in that venue. And then we also have a breastfeeding support group for okay. moms that they can attend as well.
And is that support group a lot of mothers that have breastfed successfully are part of that network?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And there's also a lactation consultant that is physically there at that time. We have a baby scale there.
Okay.
We've got a book on medications that is there and available to the moms.
And do the babies come with
oh,
mom as
course.
Well?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yes.
So it's a great time to interact and get to know, you know, again, folks that are going through the similar, you know, experiences and,
exactly.
and find that support. And that's great too, because maybe a lot of folks don't have immediate family close enough to kind of mm-hmm. offer that extra support, and it's kind of hard to find that. So that's great. Well, let's give out the information again on how folks can find out about you know, any one of these classes and or the resources that Hunter Medical Center has.
Okay, so it's 908-788-MOMS. And the breastfeeding warm line is 908-788-6335. And thank you for having me, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank you very much, Kathy Snyder, for joining us here today. Kathy is a lactation consultant up at Hunterdon Medical Center. Encourage you to visit their website. We want to thank the folks at the Hunterdon Healthcare System, one of the great supporters here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And you can join us once again next Monday at 3 o'clock with Larry Cartwright and the Hunterdon Medical Center Show. Want to encourage you to stay tuned here. We've got some great programming coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by Hot in Hunterdon, brought to you by NeurWestCap. Along with the 5 o'clock hour, you've got Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour happening every Monday at 5. And things kick off live again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, with Good Morning Hunterdon with Big C. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A decision has been reached by a Colorado jury in the penalty phase of the James Holmes trial. He is the gunman who killed 12 people at a movie in Colorado 3 years ago. The decision is expected to be announced within the next hour. The jury had to decide whether to rule out the death penalty, which would result in a life sentence. The six-member bloc of Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab nations is getting a pitch today in support of the Iran nuclear deal from Secretary of State John Kerry in a meeting of foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry claims the U.S. and Arab allies are on the same page.
An agenda for not just cooperation, but for action, by which we will raise the capacity of all of us in the region to be able to push back against destabilizing activities by anybody.
The members fear Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region and the implications of the agreement.